Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, we saw quite a little jump in wheat prices this week. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I think the big cause of that was the funds getting out of short positions, coming in and buying their way out. And that got some good movement. You had some other things going on, like Russia. They reported that they had put in a 15% tax on their exported wheat. You had some reports of slightly lower stocks around the world than we'd anticipated, say, a week ago. And then last week's exports were relatively high for wheat. And I think that all caused those prices to go up, brought buyers in the market.
You mentioned the funds. Was that the biggest driver?
I think the funds is the biggest driver going in the market right now. There's not much happening as far as the exports. We're waiting on the crops. Harvest will begin in India, in Pakistan, in North Africa, starting in March and April in that time period. That's the next harvest coming on. Of course, the next exportable harvest being the U.S. Wheat harvest. So there's not much happening there. So funds adjustments, as they get out of short and long positions, that's going to drive the market.
And what do you think prices will do now, given this news?
Well, it's going to depend on that. Let's just look at the KC July contract. It's right at that 570 resistance. If it can pop through that 570, then its next target is 585. Breakthrough 585, then it's possible 610. Of course, you've got that 533 floor. And if this next week we don't get through that 570, then I think we could go back down and test that 533. So, say Tuesday would be a critical point. Tuesday, if we're below 570, then I don't think we're going much higher. Above 570, I think we've got some possibilities there.
In terms of harvest prices, what are we looking at?
Well, if you're looking at wheat, the basis for forward contract offers about minus 35. It ranges from minus 20 to minus 50 in Oklahoma. So with the current price, that'll get you about $5.30 for harvest delivered wheat. If you're looking at corn, central Oklahoma is a minus 30 under that Chicago Dease corn contract. In the panhandle, it's a plus 15. So that gets you about 385 to 430, depending on your location. Soybeans around 870. That's 90 under the Chicago November contract. And sorghum, depending on the panhandle, which is a minus 35, central Oklahoma, minus 50, gets you anywhere from 365 to 380 for a forward contract. And canola's all around 640, 650, something like that, a bushel.
And finally, a word of advice for producers?
I think for wheat producers watching that July contract, or if they've got wheat in the bin, sell these rallies. You know, you get a 27-cent run, take advantage of it. You don't have to sell everything, but move it into the market. As forward contracting, I think I just wait and see what happens. You normally get a spring rally in mid-March to the 1st of April.
Okay, Kim Anderson, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.